Welcome back to Sports Fan Radio 1330 and Randy and Company. Hey, this summer, we're going to do again like we did last summer, and that is a Down on the Farm segment where we keep in touch with the affiliates of our teams, the Cubs, the White Sox, and the Brewers, to get a sense of how the minor leaguers of these teams are doing, how the prospects are, and what we have to look forward to if you're a fan of any one of those three teams. And joining me right now is Mike Sager. He is the voice of the San Antonio Missions. They are the new AAA farm club for the Milwaukee Brewers affiliate. Mike, thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure, Randy. And love talking baseball and talking a little Brewer baseball, especially today.
Well, you know, I mentioned this is the first year for the Brewers as far as being an affiliate with San Antonio. They were at Colorado Springs last year, but this is far from the first year of baseball at San Antonio. Can I give you a little bit of a quick history lesson on San Antonio baseball?
Sure. Well, San Antonio baseball dates back way back to 1888. There were some years in there in the 60s for a few years where the city did not have a team, but other than that, it was basically a Double-A Texas League team for 117 years. So obviously a lot of history there.
Wow.
And this is obviously our first trip up to AAA. We were actually the AA club for Milwaukee for a year back in the early 70s, so it's not the first time that San Antonio and Milwaukee have partnered, but it's obviously the first time in a long time.
Sure.
So a lot of great players Brooks Robinson played in San Antonio, Billy Williams, Ron Santo, Pedro Martinez, Felix Hernandez, Mike Piazza. I mean, it's a pretty long list of some great players. Joe Morgan, back when we were the Houston Colt 45s affiliate in the early 60s. So there have been, a number of Hall of Famers, and then other great players who aren't Hall of Famers who have at one time or another come through San Antonio.
That's a pretty impressive list. Now, me being a Brewer fan, I'm hoping there's a lot more Hall of Famers going through this year.
We're hoping so.
You do it. I tell you, when you joining with the Brewers, joining right now as a AAA affiliate, I mean, you stepped into a really good team. Basically, Milwaukee is the best of their prospects are at AAA right now. You've got 7 of the top 15 based on MLB.com's list of top prospects. So what's kind of your early assessment of the team so far?
Well, it's it is a young AAA team. There are some veterans on the ball club who've got a pretty good amount of major league experience. But, the one thing Rick Sweet, our manager, said when we first met him is it is a young AAA club, but you're right. I mean, there's a ton of talent on the team. I think I just saw the other day Keith Law of ESPN kind of put out his top 10 most prospect-laden farm clubs, and mm-hmm. San Antonio actually ranked 5th on his top 10. And it's fairly rare when you would get a AAA club listed on that, because generally a AAA team is more like a taxi squad for the big league club. So I think just the fact that, regardless of what you think of Keith Law, the fact that he, had us ranked that high and on a list that was mostly, double and single A clubs, that gives you a pretty good idea of what kind of talent is with
sure.
us right now.
Well, first and foremost on that list has got to be Keston Hira, the Brewers' top pick a few years ago, second baseman. We know pretty much that he's a given as a hitter, but it looks like he's got all the tools to be a great hitter. The big key right now is just working on his defense as a second baseman. How has he looked defensively so far?
Well, I think, and I think the key, you just hit it on the head. I think, what I read during spring training when they basically said, he's not going to make the big league club is, he needs more reps at second base. And you can tell watching some of the games that he's probably not quite ready big league-wise at second base. And it's just going to come with the reps out there. It's the only way you can get better at it. Hitting-wise, I mean, he's a natural hitter. His strikeout rate is quite a bit up at this point, but I would expect that to go down. I think it's just really the learning curve for adjusting to AAA. Sweetie had told me, at the beginning of the season, we were talking about different levels, and he said that to him, the biggest jump a player will ever make is when they get to AAA. He said, if you can make it in AAA, you're almost, not always, but usually going to be able to handle it in the big league. So I think what we're seeing right now with him and some of the other younger guys who are hitting AAA for the first time is just the learning curve and, needing to make the adjustments based on, how guys are pitching him down here. And I know he will in due time, but when he's hitting the ball, he's doing some serious damage, a lot of extra base hits, good hard contact.
Well, and on the other side of that coin, maybe it's kind of the same along the same lines of why you've got the number two prospect in Corey Ray, who I see is really struggling. He's hitting under 200, and he's got 24 strikeouts. So is it kind of the same story for both? It's just a matter of both, again, making that leap from Double A to Triple A?
Yeah, and I think, you know, Corey just went on the injured list yesterday. It's just a little finger thing. That's nothing too serious, but they want to give him time to heal it up. But, you know, he's last couple of games on our recently concluded homestand, he started showing some signs, and I think one good sign was he actually took a pitch that was kind of away, didn't try to do much with it, and just went with it and had a nice line drive single to left, and I think those are the things that you look for. But I think, you know, with a guy like that, he proved last year in Double A that he's got the ability and the tools, and I think, again, it's just a matter of, you know, figuring out what pitchers at this level are trying to do to him and then making the necessary adjustments. Because, you know, if you ever watched Double A and Triple A ball, you obviously have more power arms up down in Double A, but up in Triple A, you might not have a lot of guys that throw 95 or 96, but they have a pretty darn good idea of what they're doing out there, and they know how to pitch to a hitter, and they know how to expose your weaknesses. But sure, I think Corey's going to be fine. He's got a lot of talent. Like I said, recently he started showing some positive signs of coming around, and you just got to stick with it. You know, it's about, I think he had an 0 for 23 at one point, but, you know, you just got to keep sticking with it, and as hitters say, trust the process, and eventually good things will come, I think.
What about some of the other hitters and how they're doing? I've seen, based on batting average alone, Lucas Ursig, Tyrone Taylor, Troy Stokes, and Mauricio Dubon have all been seem to be doing pretty well. Who are some of the big hitters so far for the missions?
Well, you know, Taylor's off to a good start. Had a really big opening series. You know, he proved that he could do it last year. He kind of put himself back on the map with a big year at Colorado Springs. I would suspect that if, you know, Milwaukee had a need for an outfielder to start, that he would probably be the guy that would go. My own hunch would be he would be the guy that would go up. You know, Dubon is, you know, he's been outstanding. His defense has been solid. He's homered the last couple of games. We've had him hitting leadoff for about the last four or five games. I think they dropped Corey to the number two spot to try to help him and get him between Mauricio and Keston in the lineup. Because Keston's been our number three hitter. But Dubon is, he's a solid player. He's made some great plays defensively. Stokes, unfortunately, was a little banged up, I guess, late in spring training. We put him on the injured list after opening night. Wasn't anything serious, but he's actually going to be coming off. And so he'll be, you know, starting to play again. So I haven't seen much of him other than one game, but I think for us, we're just excited about the talent that we have here, and that there are some legitimate prospects here who I think sooner than later are going to help Milwaukee.
You know, and barring injury right now, the Milwaukee offense seems to be pretty set, and there's not a whole lot of openings, but right now there's a lot of question marks as far as pitching in Milwaukee, the big clubs. So what are we seeing as far as pitching as AAA? What's the help that's kind of on the way, hopefully?
Well, I think they just called up Wilkie Wilkerson, and he certainly did all right for himself.
Home run his first game.
home run, and he pitched four innings or something and gave up one run.
Yeah, looks sharp.
Adrian Houser has been outstanding in his three starts. My guess would be that, you know, if they made another move and needed a pitcher either to start or give them some length out of the bullpen, I would think Houser would be a guy. I mean, he's already got big league time. Birch Smith has pitched very, very well in his first couple of starts. I think he would be a guy who would be on the map again. He's got big league time as well. Zach Brown has looked really good in his first two starts. Was pretty solid the other night, and then just had one inning where things kind of spiraled a little bit with two outs and ended up giving up a three-run home run on a pitch that hung. But other than that, he's been really good. Really, our starting pitching has been outstanding. Starters, I think, have given up the fewest runs of any starting rotation in the PCL up to this point. And I know Rick Sweet has been very happy with what he's gotten out of the starters from what I've gathered talking to him.
And with so many name-brand prospects on this, if you follow the Brewers, there's a lot of name-brand prospects. Are there any under-the-radar guys so far? Granted, it's very early in the season, but any under-the-radar guys that might have caught your eye that might be somebody that we're not talking about?
Well, like you said, it is a little bit early. I know as far as like bullpen arms, our bullpen has kind of been a little bit up and down. I think part of that is due to, you know, the staff kind of figuring out what roles best suit certain guys, putting them in certain situations, figuring out guys, you know, who's good at handling late inning pressure situations, who might be better to come in a little bit earlier in a game. I can't really point to one guy yet, but again, we've only been playing for a couple of weeks. You know, maybe a month down the road, I would have a better idea when I see, you know, some of these guys come in. But I think the names that I gave you are pretty much the guys who have stood out so far to me. Again, it's only a couple weeks into the season, though.
Sure. Well, that was Mike Sager, the voice of the San Antonio Missions, the Milwaukee Brewers AAA affiliate. Mike, thank you so much for taking time. I really appreciate it. I'm sure we'll be dropping in with you for progress reports throughout the summer.
Yeah, I'd be more than happy to do it. Thanks for having me on.
All right. We'll return to Sports Fan Radio right after this.